Blog.
Hey yo, what's up? This is B. This is Conversations with B.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of Conversations with B. This is your host, B, and tonight is, yay, open mic poetry night. Now, I will start the show off because my guest poet has yet to call in, so I will start with one of my oldie but goodie poems. You know, as a good friend of mine told me to, you know, if it's good, it never goes out of style. So here it is. And I wrote this particular poem entitled, I Am Thankful. Just one day, just feeling it and just thankful for everything, even the bad things. I don't even like to say bad things. Even the things that may not go the way I want them to go, I'm still thankful for them because through them, I've learned something. And strength and wisdom are blessings indeed. So I'm just thankful for anything that has happened in my life. So here we go, starting off with, I am thankful. When others have lied, when I have cried, I am thankful. When falsely accused and wrongly abused, I am thankful. Each time I'm hated on, my faith, it stays strong, and I am thankful. When my heart is good and still I'm misunderstood, I am thankful. When things don't go right, I still see the light, for which I am thankful. When I show love despite receiving hate, my reward will soon be plentiful, so patiently I wait, so I am thankful. For knowledge that is higher, for those that inspire, I am thankful. For the peace in my spirit, I proclaim to all who would hear it, I am thankful. For the rising of the sun, for the woman I've become, I am thankful. For a laugh, for a smile, that feeling after running the first mile, I am thankful. For that star upon I wish, for the feeling of the first kiss, I am thankful. For all the beauty that I see, for the complexity that is me, I am thankful. All right, let me make sure my guess head. Okay, got time for another one of these poems. This is one of my favorite ones, another old good friend and bridging of mine. Big up Lou, great producer out here in California. One day, years ago, we were talking, and he was just like, yo, B, you know, you bomb, you the bomb, everybody can see that shit, but they need to know that woman within. I was like, right then and there, I was inspired. And thus it's titled, The Woman Within, written by me. The woman without is enchanting, no doubt, but you can't even begin to know the woman within. An alluring face, sexy eyes, a captivating smile that can hypnotize, a well-shaped body with baby soft skin doesn't even compare to the woman within. A deeply spiritual woman with a very strong mind, a sensitive, pure soul, loving and kind, a true friend to the very end, but that's still only a glimpse of the woman within. A shoulder to lean on, your spirit I'll uplift. A phenomenal woman, I've been blessed with these gifts. Many want to know me, but don't know where to begin. You can only start with the woman within. Intelligent, witty, with an unbreakable faith in God. Self-confident, truthful, and it's not a facade. You're beautiful, you're sexy, these words I hear all the time. But I'm really only impressed when you look at my mind. So you want to get to know me? There's only one place to begin. You must first fall in love with the woman within. All right, still no guest poet. Got another time for another one of my poems. I love it. When your guests don't show up for the show, you got to ad-lib and do what you got to do. Oh, I know which one. All right, this one, I'm going to dedicate it to anybody who's gone through something in a relationship that they've caught their lover, their significant other in a lie, you know, and they might have given them a chance, or this is their first chance, or however you may deal with those issues. But this one is dedicated to you guys, and it's called Why. How can I believe so well you can deceive? So easily the lie escapes your lips, knowing the truth can sink the ship. And once again, I'm here trying to save me from this imposed temporary insanity. The loss is almost too much to bear, 1,000 heartbreaks in each tear. Mourning for what I thought defined me, never did I fathom that this would be the form of betrayal I'd see. Despite the swears that nothing is going on, the proof in my instincts tell me you're wrong. No answers produced have soothed my eye, no definitive answer to the simple question of why. Deception equals to a lie, leaving only the question of why. Oh, I forgot to check the chat room. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm not with it right this second. Okay, there it is. Still no caller. Okay, next poem up, written by me, of course, will be Parallel Universe. Now, this one is one of my old favorites. I think I was listening to some R. Kelly when I wrote this. And this is for all those ladies that are looking for your soulmate, that you have an envision in your head, and he hasn't arrived yet. He's not there yet, but you know what you want. You know what you're looking for, and you keep him in your heart. And you might even dream about this mystery man until he actually manifests and comes into your life. And ladies out there, and even men, please don't look for your man, or look, he'll come to you. Trust me on that. The one that you're supposed to be with, your soulmate, destiny's already got it written down. When you're ready, it will come. So here it is, Parallel Universe. I guess I'd rate this. I have the show open to everybody tonight, but I've had to rate this on a PG-13 level. So here it is, Parallel Universe by me. I woke up, and you weren't there, yet the scent of you lingers in the morning air. I can still feel your breath caressing my skin. So intoxicating, got my head in a spin. Perfectly suited, our bodies intertwine. The sensual music that's playing is only in my mind. Our lovemaking akin to a symphony, our body's rhythm creating the perfect melody. Each strong thrust of your hips elevated me to supreme bliss. This nirvana began with a curious kiss. And when you gently kissed the first, then my second set of lips, I surrendered completely, no longer able to resist. Your indoctrination of me, so raw, so bold, your love satisfied my very soul. My spirit, it seems, is on an eternal quest, waiting for this man in my dreams to manifest. And until my dreams become reality, each night in my dreams, it is you that I see. This won't be the last time, for it isn't the first, that we've altered time and space in this parallel universe. All right. Let me check. I have my other phone ringing, so that could be my guest right now, my people. Bear with me while I have you guys on hold from the porch tonight. I'm going to just throw that nice little cut for my first guest of the season, D.L. Wilson's Champagne Sipping, because I'm feeling that little song still. All right, so enjoy Champagne Sipping while I check on our guest.
Hey, here we go.
Yep.
We stepping out, we on the move. Candy P paint on the leg. 24 inches, we got the Dutchie in the tank and the pockets are full of money. Looking so debonair, rolling sexy, y'all for the hundreds. I'm hoping it's gonna be jumping with ladies, sexually stunting. We ain't looking for the bougie bros, only women talking about something. APMG got us up in the VIP and we bumping DL wheels and featuring KMC.
So tonight, let's head over to my crib and just relax your mind. Maybe have something to drink and while we conversate and just stare into my eyes, I feel the attraction, it's the satisfaction. We don't know what's about to happen, and we're
chilling like a villain, tripping, champagne sipping, and I got my eyes on you.
I was cooling at the bar with a player, and I stepped to her and asked,
what's your name? Can I get a number? Baby, can we dance?
Ooh, yeah, for you.
Champagne dripping.
Let's change it up. Maybe add a friend or two. Or baby, let's party. 'Cause I know just what to do. Yeah, drink it up, smoke it up, whatever you choose, whatever you. It's all on you. It ain't tricking if you got it. Kick it with the hotties. All the sexy bodies I love.
Chilling like a villain, tripping, champagne sipping, and I got my eyes on you.
I was chilling at the bar with the players, then I stepped to where it is. With a plane, then I stamp to where I am.
What's your name? Can I get a number? Baby, can we get it?
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh,
all on your glass, but you really don't need no makeup to me, you already bad, looking sweeter than the medley of fruit,
sangria,
make a man forget he got a girlfriend, amnesia, relax with it, we just having a good time, your man left his money unattended, so I'm stealing his dime, let me quit, I just wanna see if you with it, if you D-O-W-N, I'm for sure to give you the business, I like her, and I like her too, but it's something about your ex that's got me focused on you, uh-oh. We popping bottles of my wet, and I can't even dance, but I'm doing a two-step.
Drink it up, smoke it up, whatever you choose, it's all on you. It ain't tricking if you got it, all the sexy hotties, all the sexy bodies, I love. Drink it up, smoke it up, whatever you choose, it's all on you. It ain't tricking if you got it, kick it with the hotties, all the sexy bodies, I love.
With a player, then I stamp to her and
ask.
Number.
Oh, 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 oh,
yeah, yeah.
All right, again, that was D.L. Wilson with his newest single, Champagne Sipping. All right, we've got a couple of callers. Let me answer the first line. Caller, AW area code. Let me have your name. Hello. You're on Live with Conversations with Bea. All right, let's try line number two. Welcome, good evening, caller. You're on Live with Conversations with Bea. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're on Live. What's your name, caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Caller? All right, once again, we're having technical difficulties. Bear with us.
My door, just to tell me that you want.
so sorry about the technical difficulties. I was talking, and for some reason my mic wasn't working, and I lost a couple callers. But, caller, you're on the air. Can you hear
me
now?
Hey, how are you?
All right, how are you? I'm sorry, I was having a little technical difficulties with my microphone. I can hear you. You can hear me. Not a good thing. But go ahead and give your name for me, caller.
This is Michael shouting out from Florida, believe it or not.
Hey, nephew. That's crazy.
Oh,
thanks
my
for
goodness.
Calling in, family.
I was honestly going to give another name, but, you know, I thought, why Josh? But, no.
You are so crazy. Are you going to read a poem or you just call it in to say hey?
Oh, my gosh. Reading my poems? Good gracious. Really?
Yes, come
seriously?
On. Yes.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Poetry night. This is for the get. You could do this. Thank you.
I have trouble reading my poems in front of people. Well, not in front of people.
Well, you're not in front of nobody. See, that's the beauty of it.
But, you know the beauty of writing is that you enjoy it, but everybody else may not feel where you're going. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know.
But somebody will. Somebody will. Say for it, and it might not be the one you think. Say, for instance, you know how I love. You know how your auntie loves Prince. He's got some stuff I don't like that I ain't feeling, and I love him to death. So.
Now, that I never knew. That I never knew because I thought Prince was.
See?
Number one.
I know. I know. I love him. He's still my number one artist, but even with that, I don't feel every single song he's ever done. I'm not there with him. But there are a lot of things that I'm right there like, yeah, you got deep on that, shorty.
Well, I mean, I don't think that anyone else could ever do Darling Nikki the way he did it, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I might have to do a whole show on my love for Prince. But
oh
see,
God.
I couldn't have his music. He don't play that. I didn't know it. But come on, give us something. Give us a simple one. It's probably good.
Oh.
I'm like this. If it came from your heart or whatever, you got some flow. You got it natural. You and the family. Give it up.
All right. Whew. Good gracious. Take a deep breath, boy. All right. Oh, okay. Let me find it here. All right, this little piece, it's really brief. I haven't titled it. I still consider it a work in progress, but bear with me. All right. The cataclysmic alteration of one's soul is something found over life's journey. I've spent an immense amount of time pondering the intricacies and the details of every vivid color, every brushstroke that I've managed to paint on this canvas that I've managed to accept as my life. Sometimes I've stared at it and found that there was nothing left but a mess, some sort of idiosyncratic, joyous moment full of loss and love, loss and gain. And that's where I stopped. So...
Well, hey, I might be
with that. So, but I do thank you for the voice for the moment. You know, it's been
you finish it and come back again on the next poetry day. I mean, poetry is personal, and even though, like I said, you don't think it's touching somebody, and it will. I've had stuff that I'm like, oh, I think that's so whack, and I posted it, and people are like, no. Oh, I know just what you mean. I'm feeling that. So, I mean, you gotta share it, man. You got to give a voice to it. It's giving a voice to the voiceless. That's what I say. I thought it was very good. And if you were, you're going to – and then I'm kind of hurt, though, because I was ready for the rest of it. I was like, oh, Sookie.
Well, I want to –
I don't know why you deserve it.
I'm still on the fence about the rest of it, but, you know, it's
well,
nothing more than...
come back the next poetry night.
I'll come back the next poetry night.
Caller that came from the 803 area code, let me apologize again. I was having technical difficulties. You couldn't hear me, but I could hear you, and blah, blah, blah. So sorry if you want to call back in. We still have 9 more minutes left in on this show. It says nephew is being shy and he won't read nothing else.
All right. You pushed me to it. Good gosh, don't laugh because
I know it's my show, but I can't read all the poems on Poetry Night. Usually, I have other people do it.
Oh,
give us
goodness.
Another little ditty. We got about 9 minutes left. Come on with it, shouty.
The cataclysmic warfare found in ignorance, left blind to love's hate, love's disdain. Never did I ever know that pain could be so thrilling, so enthralling, so necessary in order for me to take a piece of what I call happiness. Never did I know that all of the pain and the scorn that was left by love's bite would be the very thing that would keep me living, that would keep me lusting for the next opportunity, the next window of opportunity that would move me into the next phase in my life. And that's completely where I finished. But it could be better. That's why I said I wasn't too keen about it, because I didn't like where it went. It sounded repetitive, but, you know.
I liked it. Hold on, let me get my applause back on here for that one again.
Applause. Oh, my God. But anyway,
I
Auntie.
I love it.
But anyway, Auntie, I have to say I'm so happy that you got this forum going, and keep it up.
Thank you. Tune back in. You know, I guess the next show will be my one of what I call the free-for-all shows, where it's talking about any and everything. Those get crunk.
As a matter of fact, so do you play, like, local artists, or?
Yeah, when I do music night, I'll do local artists or any artist that has a good voice. I mean, you know, I don't put crap on.
If they have a good voice,
I mean, they have to know how to sing or rap or do what they're doing, you know, if you mean as artists. Now, poets, I think all poets are great. That's just me, because poetry is from the soul. Poetry is putting what your experiences into words, and I think anybody that even writes that stuff down is beautiful. But if you're talking about, like, a musical artist, we got to talk first. I got to hear a little dub first.
No, I was just inquiring. You never know. I may bump into an artist one day.
Okay, and just let me know. Tell me, Auntie has a little show that she does once a week, and get the info, and we'll go from there. All right, I'm going to probably end the show early, I don't want to do this poem here, because I have a show for everyone,
oh, no.
And this is a little more mature. I'm not going to go there. I have to do an adult-only poetry night for that one.
I have a couple.
But all right, everyone. I'm trying to wait and see if that other caller calls back, because that might have been my guess. And if it was, I feel so bad. I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties. I really am, if that was you, my guest poet tonight, because he had some dope stuff he wanted to recite. But anywho, I hate dead air. So I guess I'm going to call it a night. But thank you, everyone who listened in to Poetry Night. You know, it's always a pleasure to bring forth my poems to everyone. And I hope someone got some inspiration somewhere out of anything that you've heard tonight. And join us again next week, next Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another edition of Conversations with B. Nephew Michael, thank you for sharing your poem. So dust off your other ones and get ready for the next poetry night. That'll probably be next month, okay?
I'll be ready.
Love you.
I love you, too.
All right, guests, thanks for calling in. And guests, thanks for listening in. Bless up, peace up, spread the positive, not the negative. And if you see somebody wild, smile, give them one of yours. Have a good evening.